The gospel tells us of Jesus' choice of the 12 apostles. Two questions come to mind when we reflect on Jesus selecting these 12 men. First question is, why does he choose anybody at all? Why does he need help? And the second question is, if he's going to choose someone, why these men? Before we can reflect on the questions, we have to dig a little deeper into who God is. Because if we start by looking at the apostles, we'll never really get an answer. There's nothing about them that seems to recommend them as missionaries of such an extraordinary message and with such power. So we're not going to get the answer on a human level. We have to look into God. We have to dig into what we know about God, what has been revealed to us about God. And what we know about God is that he is love. He's all love. He's love top to bottom. He's love 24/7. There's nothing about him that's not love. There's nothing that he does that doesn't express love, which is a little hard for us to get because we don't know what that's like. When we go to bed at night, we fall asleep. We don't do anything for a while, or we get distracted, or we get caught up in our work or something. So we're not that good at imagining what all love is. All love, 100%, all the time, without ever stopping. But that's God. So he always wants what is good for others, and he creates others in order to share goodness with them. He loves everyone. He loves sinners. He loves people in hell. He loves demons. He doesn't love evil, don't get me wrong, but he loves what he has created. And there's something about love which is life-giving. It flows out of itself. It generates something. And this is what is operating in God all the time. If you look at today's first reading, this passage from the letter to the Hebrews, there's a long selection from the prophet Jeremiah, quoted from Jeremiah, about the decision of God to replace the old covenant with a new and better covenant. This is also an expression of love. Why a covenant at all? Why does God bother to try to set up this intimate, sacred bond with people? Because he's love. That's what he does. He wants union with his people. All creation is based on love, but you could say God loves rocks and, you know, inanimate objects and things, but that's not very satisfying to love something that has no, you can't have a relationship with. I mean, everything that exists because of love. This book does, this altar does, this microphone does, everything does. But it's hard to call that love. But when you have free beings like angels or human persons, then you could have at least a response. So God chooses the descendants of Abraham, and he says, I'm choosing this group of people to establish a bond of love with them. I will love them, I will not stop loving them. I will guide them, I'll give them commandments, I'll show them how to live a life of love. And then, as we know, it didn't work. That first covenant, it didn't work. Not because God did anything wrong, but because the people, they didn't live by the covenant. He saved them from Egypt, established a covenant, gave them a law, they messed it up. But because God is all love, he says, well, I'm going to make a new covenant, a better covenant. I'm not going to write it on tablets of stone, I'm going to write it on the hearts of the people. This is one of the extraordinary passages from the Old Testament, a prophecy of what God will do. That's why Hebrews, the letter to the Hebrews, picks this up and says, see, God said he was going to do this, and with the coming of Christ, the high priest, he does it. He establishes a new covenant, new law, new priesthood. We've been reflecting on this this week. Okay, so with this understanding of God loving, we can see what he's doing here, choosing the apostles, Jesus choosing the apostles. He deliberately chooses 12. 12 because their chosen people were 12 tribes, the 12 tribes of Israel. And Jesus is gathering, is reuniting the scattered tribes, the divided tribes. So that's why 12 is an important number in the New Covenant. Now, if you think about 12, you can think about the 12 tribes. You know the tribes of Reuben and Simeon and Judah, Levi, and all those guys. Now, we think of them as just names of the tribes, but they're actually the 12 sons of Jacob, remember? And if you think of the 12 sons of Jacob, you realize they were not very appealing characters either. Some of them were quite murderous, violent men. And then the worst thing that we know about them is that they wanted to kill their own brother, Joseph. And instead of killing him, they sold him into slavery. Well, that's the kind of people we're trying to gather together, the 12 tribes. Again, God doesn't stop loving. He doesn't stop. He just keeps going. So since the 12 tribes were broken, sinful men, and the 12 tribes were largely rebellious, they broke the covenant. So God says, okay, I'm going to start with a new 12. The first question I asked at the beginning was, why does God choose anyone at all? I mean, God can do anything he wants. Jesus could easily save everyone and heal everyone, use divine power to feed everyone. Why get anyone else involved? Because that's how love works. And it's not new. It's not new with Jesus. That's how God has always been doing it. He's always inviting people to participate with him, to share in the work, to spread it around. So just as he called the 12 tribes, because he wants to share love with more, and he wants everyone to participate in this distribution of love, well, he does it again in the New Covenant with the 12 apostles. So the first question is, why choose anybody? That's why. Now, the second question was, why these men? Why these particular men? That's a lot harder to answer. Peter, Simon, James, John, sons of thunder, he calls them, which indicates their volatile temperament, hot-tempered, we would say. Andrew, Philip, Bartholomew, remember, that's Nathaniel, the one who said, well, what good can come from Nazareth? Matthew, tax collector. Thomas, the doubter. James, Thaddeus, Simon the Cananean, he's the zealot. And then Judas Iscariot, the betrayer. What we see here is the mystery of election. We call it, maybe we shouldn't use that term nowadays, but that's the theological term for God choosing. He chooses people. So it's the mystery of vocation, let's say, vocation. God chooses whom he decides to call. The pool of candidates isn't very good. There aren't any perfect candidates. We're all broken. We're all damaged by sin. So God has this, from our perspective, it sounds like a dilemma. He loves and he wants to share love, but the only people he has to love are all broken. So either he has to give up on love or he has to choose broken people. What does he decide? I'm going to choose broken people. I'm going to choose people who are not really qualified, but I'm going to make it possible for them to fulfill my will. I'm going to qualify them myself. And so Jesus takes the 12 and he journeys with them. Listen to what it says here. He appointed the 12, whom he also named apostles, that they might be with him. That's the first thing apostles are supposed to do, be with him. That applies to us also. Before we do anything, we have to be. Being before doing. We have to be united with him before we are sent out. So they might be with him, and he might send them forth to preach and to have authority to drive out demons. So there is a task assigned to the apostles and to us, but it's rooted in our union with God. Be with him first, then be sent out. Are we qualified? No. Are the apostles qualified? No. Are our bishops and priests qualified? No. Is anyone qualified? No. There isn't anybody except the Blessed Virgin Mary. But aside from her, nobody's qualified. Even St. Joseph, here we're in the year of St. Joseph, was he qualified to be the head of the Holy Family? No. He was more qualified than anybody else, but still, he's a sinner. He's a broken man. He's chosen. It's the mystery of God's choice, which flows from love. Go back to the root again. This is how love works. Love does not demand qualifications. It doesn't demand worthiness. Love looks out for what is good for the other person. God does it. He chooses people out of it, and then he sends those people to do the same, to love, to be witnesses of love, to be proclaimers of love, even victims for love, as we see in today's saint, Saint Vincent. So this is what we're reflecting on, a new covenant, a covenant of love, a new 12, not 12 tribes anymore, but 12 apostles, 12 foundation stones of the church, a new law, the law of love.